Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Welcome to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. A look at fashion, entertainment, news, and life experience. Now, here's your host, Terrence Rogers.
Thank you, and welcome to the Terrence Rogers Show on Voice America Kids. Now, I have a lot to talk about today, but before I get started, still want to remind you to send me an email to voiceamericakids@gmail.com. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me the topics you want to talk about. I want to hear, because, if you tell me a topic, I'll talk about it on my show. So you just got to give me some feedback. Tell me what you think of the show. Anyways, let's start off with one of the topics for today. It's kind of a sad one. One of the most distinctive voices in the G-Funk era in hip-hop. For those that listen to hip-hop rap, like me, I'm a fan of hip-hop rap. Nate Dogg recently passed away. March 15th is when he passed away, and this was a rapper. His family had confirmed this Hollywood Report that he did pass away. He was at the age of 41, and it's pretty sad, you know. Nate Dogg, he featured in really hit songs such as 21 Questions by 50 Cent, and he's been on songs with Dr. Dre and all those type of people. So it was sad. I was a little, you know, upset when I heard about this, because he was good. He was really good. His real name was Nathaniel D. Hale, and he suffered from a stroke in both 2007 and 2008. And he's recently had multiple strokes, and that's why he passed away from a stroke. And his rapper friend Snoop Dogg had stated on Twitter that you will always be with me forever and a day. You put the G in G-Funk. You put the one in. He said, I miss you because I am so sad. But then again, I'm so happy because I'll see you in a better place. I'll see you in heaven. So Snoop Dogg, that was from Snoop Dogg. And pretty sad. I was very upset when I heard this story because I like Nate Dogg. I like the song 21 Questions, and I was looking forward to some new stuff coming out by him. But, you know, he recently passed away, so just have to keep his family in prayer and, you know, hope for the best. Now, I remember I was talking about, you know, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, because they recently announced to the world that they are, in fact, together. Before, it was just rumors on, they're holding hands. Oh, look, they went to the park and they're drinking Sprite out the same cup with the same straws. And, oh, look at them. They're so adorable. Are they going out? Well, they are going out, and they announced it. And not too long ago, Selena Gomez, she's not hearing the most positive things from Justin Bieber fans out there about her being in a relationship with Justin Bieber. And a lot of the negative things she's hearing are mainly from girl fans of Justin Bieber. And she's trying to, you know, cope with that, because it's hard being a teen star and being in the media and having to hear negativity from other teens your age. You know, it's like, oh, geez. Selena Gomez, I mean, she's recently even received death threats, you know, from people that don't want to see Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez together. I mean, she has exhibited, you know, and stayed level-headed about it, you know, the verbal attacks she's gotten from people. And she says, well, you know, she even said, she's nice about it. You know, I can relate to, you know, teen star obsessions, for example. I was obsessed with Jesse McCartney, and, you know, when he dated Katie Cassidy, when he was 16 or 17 years old, I hated her. I absolutely hated her. And I was mortified that he was with Katie, and I just wanted to be with him. So she kind of understands why, you know, people may lash out at her because she's with Justin Bieber, especially, you know, the girl fans that are excited, that are, you know, just crazy about Justin Bieber. But then again, from my opinion, we have to understand that, you know, tearing somebody down because they're with somebody you don't want them to be with is, I mean, it's unacceptable and it's not nice. I mean, you can't be saying nasty things to Selena Gomez or whoever the celebrity is. You don't send people, you know, threats and stuff. It's not appropriate. You know, it would be like you being, you have to always empathize, put yourself in someone else's position. What if you were Selena Gomez? Would you want people cussing at you and saying bad things about you? No. So you have to empathize for whoever does those kind of things to her. And, you know, when they asked her, when Teen Magazine asked her how she felt in magazine, because that's where I was reading the article, they asked her how she felt about, you know, these things happening to her and people saying this type of stuff. She said, it's hard, you know, it really hurts. It really does. I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. And, you know, I've been best friends with Justin Bieber for a long time. It wasn't just a hookup. And, you know, it hurts my feelings a lot, but I try not to focus on it. I have a strong family and I have great fans that I have to strive to impress, and that's what I'm trying to do. So she stated that in a magazine, and you know, it's hard. You're listening to Voice America Kids in the Terrence Rogers Show. I'm Terrence Rogers, and yeah, we were just talking about Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber and the issues that she's been having since she's been with them. It hasn't all been paradise. It's been trouble in paradise because people have been reacting in a negative manner. So, however, changing it up, there's not too much good news in the situation about the devastating 9.0 earthquake that happened in Japan. So far, the disaster has left as many as, you know, 10,000 people dead and half a millions of people homeless. I mean, it was the big flood that happened in Japan. It sparked a nuclear crisis that is still unfolding. And it's tough. I can only imagine what they're going through. I couldn't imagine, you know, just having a relaxed day. Everything's going good. It's Thanksgiving, going over my family's house, or it's Christmas, or whatever the occasion may be. It's my birthday, and me just you know, seeing a huge, like, 18-foot flood just coming towards my house, about to wipe everything out. Like, I couldn't imagine it. It's like, oh my goodness, you would think it's the end of the world. It's like, is this happening to anybody else? Like, what is going on? It's like, you can't really hide. You can't, you know, go under a house. I mean, because the house will collapse. It's like, my goodness. So I can only imagine what they're going through, and we have to keep them in prayer. However, I have trouble pronouncing the person's name, because her family was actually in Japan while this was happening, and she was a student studying English in California. She had given up all hope, you know, because her family's there. She's in a totally different place. She just heard that a tsunami is wiping everything out, and she's thinking, what is going on? However, she, I guess that somebody had uploaded a YouTube video of her family waving signs, help me, hey, look at us, you know, somebody come help us. And she saw it on YouTube, so that gave her hope again that, hey, my family's doing okay. And, you know, she was thrilled to see that her family was doing okay. And the video even shows, like, the house next to her family, and the house was destroyed. It was wiped out. I mean, bricks were everywhere. You can only imagine, like, memories wiped out by water, everything just destroyed. And her family's still holding on, still strong. You know, they didn't waddle down and just give up. They're, you know, they're trying to get help, and they're trying to get out of that situation. So, yeah, when she saw that her family was doing okay, she was crying for 3 days because she didn't know what was going on. She said, I didn't think they'd survive. And I cried for 3 days. I cried Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So she said that to CNN, and she's currently uploading a YouTube video to let her family know, if they do get access to the internet, that she knows what they're going through, and she's glad to see that they're living and they're okay. So I think it's great. It shows that there's still hope, you know, for those struggling in Japan. And like I said, we have to keep those in prayer, keep those people in Japan in prayer, and just hope for the best. If you have any comments, questions, anything about anything I've just discussed, I definitely want you to send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com. You know, I'm open for ideas, and I want to hear what you thought of this story I just talked about, because I don't know what you're thinking right now. You know, so I can guess that you're thinking, wow, that's excellent. Well, I'm glad that, you know, it was, you know, a bittersweet ending instead of just a bitter ending. You know, you got to email me, send me an email, voiceamericakids@gmail.com. And I can even discuss more with you about the topic because I know more than what I just said. But, you know, I have a lot of stuff to cover today. But yeah, if you want to know more about what was going on, send me an email. Again, voiceamericakids@gmail.com. And I will be glad to discuss any extra details, information about anything I've just talked about with you. So, I love you, and send me an email. Let's take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Terrence Rogers Show on Voice America Kids. Now, on a lighter note, we were just talking about the tragedy that happened in Japan. Keep their family in prayer and wish the best for everyone in Japan. Have you heard about the new video game technology that actually can allow a person's mind to control the controls in the video game character? Now, I'm sure the Steven Tyler Tech Show probably already beat me to this topic. However, I was reading an article on Yahoo News about it. It's this technology they're coming out with that allows you to control a video game with your mind. And it may seem very science fiction, but then again, so did the idea of motion controls. And that's basically like the Nintendo Wii, where you get to move around. Like the Michael Jackson game, you get to do the spins and kicks that Michael Jackson does, and you get to move around motion controls. Or for those that like Xbox 360, the Xbox Kinect, where you get to, you know, there's a fighting game. I think it's called Fighters Uncaged. I have it, where you actually get to box. Like, you get to fight against the computer. It picks up all the uppercuts and the jump kicks and the rib punches, everything. Motion controls. I mean, really cool stuff. Well, still ways from being mainstream phenomenon, mind control games are already on store shelves, and more are coming. The company has slowly been branching out into video game sector, though, you know, recent game developers showed off their MindWave headset at a recent conference. So there's this company that is basically building these mind control games. I saw the headset. It's not a joystick. It's not, you know, a controller you get to wave around like the Nintendo Wii. They were presenting their headset, and you put it on, and it has like a I don't know if you guys have seen the movie X-Men, and Professor X has this weird head thing on his head when he's at the board where he's looking up all the mutants. That's kind of how the MindWave game headset looked. Really cool. I was like, wow. And it's a gadget that monitors brainwave. It's a gadget that monitors brainwave impulses from your forehead and categorizes them into different mental states, and it monitors whether you're relaxed or stressed. So really cool stuff. It's like almost like telekinesis, like Jean Grey. Like you can control, if I had that system in my house, I'd probably be on that thing all day wasting time. That is so cool. Like being able to control a video game with your mind. Like imagine if you want like to just flood the whole video game. Like you're in a village and there's a whole bunch of evil soldiers or swordsmen coming after you. You just, with your mind, you just flood the whole, you ain't got to tap no buttons or anything. That's just so cool. It's so cool. And they've experimented with these devices, this headset device, mind controlling thing, on video games such as Mattel's Mind Flex. And that's a video game for children. So they've experimented with it on that game. Also, they've experimented with this thing on Star Wars Force Trainer. We all know what Star Wars is. So like being able to fight the Jedis just using your mind and really cool stuff. I mean, can you believe how awesome? That's so awesome. Like, jeez. And you have to look at the picture online. It's like the picture of the headset. It looks so, it's like nothing I've ever seen before for a video game. Look it up. MindWave. Type in MindWave in Google. Type in MindWave headset. Motion control. No, not motion control. Brain control video games. Type it in. I'm sure that headset picture will come up. So cool. Like really cool. So gotta look at that for sure. Also, let's talk about some things in Comedy Central. So have you guys seen like the roast of Donald Trump? Donald Trump's a billionaire. So for those of you that don't know about Donald Trump, look him up on Google as well. I mean, if you have not seen that roast of Donald Trump, you've definitely missed out. They've had roasts on Comedy Central, such as roast of Flavor Flav. They've had a roast of Pamela Anderson. The roast to Donald Trump was probably by far one of the best ones I think I've seen. You can find clips of it on YouTube if you missed it. Find clips on YouTube. Type in Donald Trump roast. And anyways, I mean, there were many different comedians and entertainers on the show, such as Lisa Lampanelli, Snoop Dogg, Larry King, and even Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore. He was also on there. It's an MTV show. I don't know who's seen Jersey Shore. I'm not a big fan of it, but it's an MTV show on MTV. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Terrence Rogers. Basically, right now, we're just talking about the roast of Donald Trump and how funny it was. Now, the situation, he's like the $5 million man for those that watch the show. And if you believe the estimate of those earnings of that year. However, like he was at the podium on Comedy Central and the roast of Donald Trump, and his performance, like how he was roasting, it was probably the least funniest out of all the comedians. Like, yeah, he needs to keep like, I don't know, that wasn't funny. Like his roast wasn't funny at all. It's like the crowd was like booing like some of the jokes he said. Like I'll even tell you one of the jokes he said on the show. It was aimed at comedian Jeff Ross. He had said, "Hey, you know, Jeff Ross, we got a couple things in common." You know, Jeff Ross is like, "Oh, really, huh? What do we have in common?" He's like, "Well, we're both here and we're both from Jersey, and tonight's my first night doing comedy." And, you know, Jeff Ross has been doing comedy for years, but I guess that joke was supposed to mean that Jeff Ross isn't funny. So Jeff Ross snapped back and said, "Yeah, well, it'll be your last night doing comedy, too." So I thought it was funny. And there's other jokes in there that he said where, you know, if anything, they were laughing at him and not his jokes. But yeah, it was hilarious. If you have not seen The Roast of Donald Trump, you got to look it up. I'm probably going to have to watch it again on Netflix or something because it was hilarious. If you did see The Roast of Donald Trump, tell me what you thought and send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com and tell me, you know, what you think the funniest, who you think the funniest comedian was, what's the funniest joke. Just let me know because I want to know your opinions on the show too for those that have seen it. And if you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube or something, or, you know, I'm sure it'll come on Comedy Central again because it comes on a lot. So, yeah. Excellent. I don't talk about video games that much on the show, but I just wanted to, you know, point out to some video games I think are really good that have also gotten high ratings too. For a video game that you guys don't know about, you guys should know about it. It's a smash hit, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. That game, it's on Xbox 360. If you don't have it, you should buy it. That game is so cool. It has characters such as Iron Man, which he's in all of them, so I'll name some characters that aren't. Wesker from Resident Evil Afterlife, he's in it. Beautiful Joe. Beautiful Joe had his own video game on GameCube a long time ago. It's an old hit. Has She-Hulk, you know, like the Incredible Hulk, but it has She-Hulk in it, so she's okay. She's okay to play with. Chris from Resident Evil, he's also in the game. A lot of other characters are in the game also, so that's definitely a smash hit you want to buy. It's really cool. I don't know if you guys have played the other ones. There's Marvel vs. Capcom 2. That one's in Dreamcast. That one's also a smash hit. Has a lot more characters. When I played the Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I was a little disappointed with, you know, how many characters were in the game because, you know, I was disappointed. Like, they should have put more characters in the game. You know, they're talking about putting in Jill, and you got to pay $5 to get her in the game. You know, we don't want to play with Jill. We want to play with characters such as Cyclops. You know, we want to play with characters. He wasn't in it. How, can you believe Cyclops was not in Marvel vs. Capcom 3? We want to play with characters such as Flash. You know, we want to play with different characters. They had about, what, 30 characters in this one? And they had over 45 characters in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. So I was upset about that. And if you're upset, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com because I was upset. Another good game, Red Dead Redemption. That's another good one. Good, you know, Western, you know, shoot 'em up type game. Halo Reach, another good game. Halo Reach is probably the best Halo game they've made so far, and they do plan on making even a couple more Halo games. They have so many out. My dad has every single one of them. Yeah, he does. It's pretty amazing. Every single Halo he has. So I was like, are you serious, dude? He has two copies of the same game. Two copies of Halo Reach. Like, that's like some bizarre stuff right there. Wow, it's crazy. Splinter Cell, the newest Splinter Cell, you want to get that one too. That one's really cool. They have this new thing in here. It's like executions. You get to like point at like 3, 4, 5 different people. You click one button and the guy will take out every single person in about 3 seconds. It's really cool. Let's take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers. Keep it right here. We'll be right back on Voice America Kids Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're a member of the world's most amazing audience. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show on Voice America Kids. Before we left, we were just talking about Marvel versus Capcom and all these different types of video games. Another really good one that, you know, I suggest 100%, and I've talked about it before, Resident Evil 5. You need to buy that one. And you also need to buy the movie based off of the video game, which they did a pretty good job on, Resident Evil Afterlife. I just saw that movie and I was impressed. And my dad finally bought a copy of it because he said he kept going to Walmart and they kept renting. It was out of stock every time he went, which I had trouble believing because Walmart has like everything. But he kept saying they didn't have it every time he went. But we finally got it, watched it. Really good movie. Wish I could have watched it in 3D because there was a lot of glass breaking and, you know, really close sword cuts. You know, they barely like flip over the cuts and really cool. I wish I could have saw it in 3D, but yeah, oh well. Anyhow, Resident Evil 5, another video game that's really popular, especially in the Sony systems like PlayStation and stuff, Devil May Cry. However, they do have one on Xbox 360, and my dad bought it. Devil May Cry was also a character in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. When I played him in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, you know, I was really impressed. He had missiles shooting out of sword. He was doing backflips, cartwheels, all sorts of cool different things. But when I played him in his own video game, it was a totally different story. So if you're a fan of Devil May Cry, I suggest you buy it on Xbox 360. Me personally, I've never been a fan of it. And even when I played it, I still wasn't impressed. You know, I think that a lot more could have been done with that video game. However, a game I am impressed with is Bayonetta. That's like about a mystical witch. She has all sorts of powers. That's like a better version of Devil May Cry on Xbox 360. If you don't have Bayonetta and you like cartoon games with all the cool tricks and stuff, you need to buy Bayonetta. So many different cool super moves in it. It's ridiculous. Like when I saw it, the stuff she's doing in there, she has guns attached to her feet. When she has demons like coming towards her, she just like lifts her leg up and, you know, the thing starts going off, shooting them all. And she does different kinds of cartwheels and the guns will be like shooting while she's doing the cartwheels. And it's really cool. Buy Bayonetta if you're a video game player. I suggest it 100%. Yeah, but definitely. So those are some games you also want to buy. Also, if you're into the whole, you know, exercising while playing video games, I suggest the Xbox Kinect. The reason why I suggest that is because you don't have to hold a controller while you're doing it. It's like total motion sensor type of thing. So as long as you have like enough room in your living room to move around and be able to dance and stuff. They have a lot of cool dance games in Xbox Kinect. That's another thing. If you have enough room, then buy the Xbox Kinect. Prices range between $200, $300 if you can find it, you know, for a good price. It's kind of expensive, but it's worth it when you get it because so many different things you can do on there. If you buy Xbox Live, then, I mean, you have there's Facebook. I mean, you can have Netflix if you want to pay $10 a month, which is pretty good if you get to watch unlimited movies and, you know, you only have to pay $10 a month. I love Netflix. I'm on that thing probably about 3 times a week, and I'd be on it more if I didn't have school and a whole bunch of other stuff. But, yeah, so you got to buy that. Xbox Kinect have so many different types of games on there. Unlike, for example, on the dance games, like, it's really cool because they size your body up. It comes with a camera that looks like, and the camera, it even takes pictures of you. The camera even takes pictures of you when you're dancing or when you're doing like the splits or whatever you want to do. If you're playing a dance game or whatever, it's really cool stuff. However, let's switch it up a little bit. Anyone who's attended a lecture or a news conference or a business meeting in the past decade has probably endured the following scenario. You know, you forget to turn off your cell phone or it blares out Super Mario Brothers as a ringtone, and you have a split second to decide whether to suffer the embarrassment of reaching into your pocket to turn it off or let it ring and hope that no one realizes that it's ringing. But, you know, everybody knows Super Smash Brothers, Super Mario Brothers. Everyone knows that ringtone. So, you know, if you're the keynote speaker, they're going to know that that's your phone that's ringing. However, this happened to Doug Gottlieb, and he had claimed that it's probably one of the most embarrassing moments of his career in ESPN. He was doing college sports, and his phone went off. His cell phone rang, and he was like explaining the final four picks, and this was on live TV. This wasn't like pre-recorded where, you know, they can edit stuff out. This was live TV, so it's like, let's go, and your phone starts ringing, and it's like, jeez, like, I'm in the middle of something, and it keeps ringing, too. Like, the person doesn't just call once. They keep calling because they don't know you're on TV, and they want to talk to you. So that's what happened in his scenario. So it left him no choice but to reach into the breast pocket of his suit and, you know, fumble for that phone and attempt to shut it off without losing his train of thought. But, I mean, you know, the host of the ESPN Sports, David Lloyd, finally, you know, went over there, grabbed his phone, said, give me this phone, and he took it to the back on live TV. He looked a little upset, you know, because it doesn't make his show look good, you know, if little fumble things like that, you know, go off. But hey, we're human, we all make mistakes. But it's just funny, like, that it was Super Smash Brothers that, like, Mario that went off. It wasn't like, you know, one of those boring regular ringtones, you know, that just rings like an annoying phone does. It was like Mario Brothers. It was weird. So he just laughed. He laughed it off and kept going. That's what you have to do when embarrassing like that things like that happen. Just laugh it off, keep going, and pretend like, you know, it didn't happen. And, you know, because if it's like, oh, my phone. Oh, I am so sorry, guys. Oh, my goodness. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network. I'm on the Terrence Rogers Show. I'm Terrence Rogers. We're just talking about ESPN sports announcer. His phone went off on live TV, and it was Mario Brothers. And he said it was one of his most embarrassing moments on TV. It would be pretty embarrassing if my phone went off and I had some Nicki Minaj going off, and I'm on live TV doing a speech or Rick Ross or you name it, some loud rock song. I'd be so embarrassed. It'd just be like, oh, Lord, today, why, you know, it's even happened, like, while I'm doing the show, like, my phone has went off, and, you know, we were able to edit it out, but still, like, you know, I wouldn't want that, something like that to happen again, you know. It's just unprofessional. But then again, we make mistakes, and things like that happen, and hey, you know, that's why there's bloopers, right? So yeah, just, you know, we gotta work on things like that. But it was funny when I was watching it, like, the host snatched his phone away. And he was angry when he took that phone away. He was not in a good mood. Let's talk about some more video games. Another video game that I think is really cool. This one is more of an older video game. If you played the system Dreamcast, and you know what I'm talking about, Power Stone 2, really good game. It's one of those 2D dimensional games, small characters, they're running around fighting each other, looking for jewels, and when they get all their jewels, they get to do a big super move, and it's really cool. It's kind of like Super Smash Bros. On GameCube and now on Nintendo Wii, but it's like the generic version of that. It's called Power Stone 2. If you have a Dreamcast and you don't have that game, you're missing out on a lot, like, seriously. We need to, like, branch out when we choose our video games. Let's not just stick in one category, like, oh, I'm only going to play sports games, or, oh, I'm only going to play anime games, or, oh, I'm only going to play beach volleyball games. Let's, like, branch out. Let's stay open-minded. That's what my dad always tells me when it comes to trying new things. Hey, Terrence, you can't always just, you know, stick to one thing and stay close-minded, you know. Think outside the box, you know, like that famous commercial everyone knows about. So, yeah, don't just pick one video game, like, branch out. There's a whole bunch of different genres of things that you have no idea about, but if you try it, you'll like it. Don't say you don't like something if you haven't tried it. So Power Stone 2, buy that game if you have a Dreamcast. House of the Dead 2 is also a really good one, really scary one. It's also on Xbox One. Another really good games in Xbox One I liked were Enter the Matrix. I don't know if you guys have played that one. It's a really popular movie, so, I mean, gotta play the game. It's like you get to actually live the experience almost. And The Path of Neo, Enter the Matrix. So buy those two games on Xbox. And I ensure that you will not regret it, and just buy those two games if you have an Xbox One. So, you know, I mean, I loved them when I played them, so I'm sure you'll love them too. Buy those games, you'll love them. Enter the Matrix and also The Path of Neo, Enter the Matrix. They're both in Xbox One. They won't be in any other system. Those are the only two Matrix games they did. So let's take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you're out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected. You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show and Voice America Kids Network. Hey, feel free to send me an email. You know, I've talked about so much today, a lot of different topics, video games. We still got more to go to, so I'm not done yet. Video games, different topics I've talked about. Send me an email. Want to know what you thought of the show. Want to know if you liked it. So yeah, I have a lot more to talk about, so don't leave yet. If you guys are looking forward to more video games, a really good one that I suggest you buy when it comes out, because it's not out yet, Captain America Super Soldier. Captain America, really cool guy. He is probably one of my favorite cartoon characters, Captain America. So he was a part of the Avengers. I don't know if you guys have seen the Avengers cartoons. It's like with the Hulk and Spider-Man and Iron Man and all sorts of different characters all come together, fight together, and they're trying to save the world. So be looking forward to Captain America Super Soldier, because it's coming out pretty soon. Wasn't able to find the date when it comes out, but Captain America Super Soldier is coming out. If you want more information on the specific video game, definitely make sure to look it up, because I can't wait until it comes out. And my dad, I'm sure he'll buy it, you know, probably the same night, because he's the type that will go to a store at 12 o'clock midnight, you know, or even 1 o'clock to go buy a video game that just barely came out. He's one of those types that'll wait, like, outside of a store, like, with all due respect, love my dad, but he's one of the types, he'll wait outside of a store on, like, Black Friday and wait for the doors to open to go, like, buy a new Xbox 360 or something. It's funny. I can never picture myself doing that, but, like, because I don't want to get trampled. I don't want anything bad happening. I don't want to, you know, get into an argument with somebody because I was going to grab, you know, the new controller and they wanted it. And I don't even like, I'll just wait until the price drops and I'll wait a couple months later when nobody wants it. That's when I'll go buy it, because, oh, that's just too much. I couldn't do it. I've seen so many stories on, you know, Black Friday and, you know, super sales going on at the store and, you know, it just being a disaster. So I couldn't do a Black Friday. If I'm going to do a Black Friday, it's not going to go to get electronics or anything, because those are really high in demand. I'll go to get, like, clothes or, like, you know, different things like that. Shoes, maybe, you know, chains. Not to sound, like, materialistic, but I'll just go to shop and, you know, get some good discounts on clothes or something. Not, you know, I'm not going for, you know, the best, you know, special edition Nintendo Wii, because I'll wait a few months until the price goes down, then I'll go out and rush out and buy it. So I'm all about saving money, all about saving money. That's what you got to do these days. Speaking of saving money, El Pollo Loco is a great place to go if you're hungry and you don't want to spend a lot of money, and plus it tastes good. Some of the things that taste good, they have a classic burrito there that tastes really good. You need to go buy that, and their chicken is just the best. Like, first time I tasted their chicken, I was actually at school, and one of the teachers had brought home, not home, I'm sorry, one of the teachers brought to school, like, El Pollo Loco. It was on their lunch break. You know, teachers, they always like go buy lunch and it's like Subway or, you know, something really tasty. So one of them bought El Pollo Loco and she was nice enough to, you know, offer me a piece of chicken. That's the very first time I've tasted chicken from El Pollo Loco. And I was like, wow, this tastes, I love it. This tastes great. She's like, yeah, it does. You know, so I'd go there definitely if you're looking for some good chicken. It's like Mexican grilled chicken, tastes really good. Also, like Sonic, I like Sonic. I don't go very often because there's not like a Sonic near me. Like, it's always like, I notice that like my favorite fast food restaurants are never nearby me. They're like on the other side of town or something where I have to go and I'm going to visit my grandparents. Sonic, if you want, you should try like their extra long chili cheese coney corn dogs. Those are great. Those are so good. And their burgers too. I have like coupons that say I can buy one burger and get another one for free. You know, if Sonic was right next door to my house or it was like a half a mile away, I'd have no coupons left because I love Sonic. So those are some good places to go, like if you're hungry, don't want to spend a lot of money, and, you know, you just want something good to eat. So just visit those places. They're my favorite. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Terrence Rogers. Just talking about places to go to eat, places that taste good, places that, you know, you'll enjoy and you won't regret. Like Marie Callender's. Went there not too long ago with my aunt, my two aunts, my aunt Candace and my aunt Sakina. I believe it was like for brunch. I went there for brunch. I had their sausages, had pancakes. They have so many different delicious food items at Marie Callender's. You have to go there. Oh my goodness. So many different cool things. It was like my first time going there for brunch. Really cool waitress, really nice people there. You should also try the desserts. Their cheesecake is like delicious. Oh my gosh. You know, I love cheesecake. If you like cheesecake or any other type of desserts, like cakes, stuff like that, they have plenty of different cakes at Marie Callender's. So excellent. Domino's Pizza. Don't even get me started on Domino's Pizza. People like don't really... When I ask people what they think of Domino's Pizza, they're not like, I don't get the best answers. It's like, oh, I haven't eaten there in a long time, or oh, I don't know, their pizza sauce tastes kind of funny, or oh, are they still expensive? No, they're actually not expensive. The price keeps dropping every time I walk near a store. You know, first it says $10 for a large, you know, then the price goes down a little bit more. Then they're saying, you know, hey, you can get two pizzas for, you know, a really great price. Just Domino's tastes great. I also have coupons for Domino's. I buy one large pizza, get a medium one for free. If a Domino's was nearby, I wouldn't have any coupons left because I love pizza. Never get tired of pizza. Some people get tired of it. I don't. I could live off pizza. I could eat it every day. You're like, wow, this kid's crazy. Like, I love pizza. Domino's is one of my favorite places. However, let's talk about a celebrity, Pink. And for those that don't know who Pink is, she is a pop star. And she recently had a hit song. Well, not recently. A while back, she had a hit song called Sober. I like the song. Really cool song. Really great song. She recently got a new haircut. And the haircut, it's more of like a short semi-Halle Berry type, you know, style cut. It was interesting. I'm not like... She's always had like weird type of hairstyles and stuff. They've usually been short ones. So when I saw this one, it didn't look too much different from the other ones I've seen. But she says she is hating her haircut style and she is not liking it at all. And she liked her other one she had a lot better. And when I heard that, I was, I was flabbergasted because she's always had like some interesting, funny hairstyle. So like when she said she hated the one she had, I was like, it doesn't look that bad. It really doesn't. I mean, I know it. She says that she feels that her hairstyle butchered her haircut. And, you know, I can understand like how people can get frustrated about hairstyles because, for example, me, when I go to a barber shop, you know, a lot of the times, depending on where you go anyways, but where I go, I try to look for the barbershop that has the cheapest price in haircuts. I don't spend $20 in a haircut, $15. You know, I don't like spending $10 in a haircut. So when I go to a haircut place, I'm very specific about the haircut I want. And I believe in tipping. I do because I put myself in their situation. I would want to get tipped. I'm just, you know, a college student. I want to get tipped, you know. So I believe in tipping. But, you know, when the service doesn't deserve a tip, then it's kind of hard to tip when, you know, someone didn't do a good job on your haircut. Like, there's been times where people have just totally screwed up on my haircut. And it's like, you know, I want to tip. I really do. But why should I tip if it's not what I wanted? So I can understand how she feels about that. And I'm sorry that she didn't like her haircut. I didn't think it was that bad, to be honest with you. But, hey, you know, some people prefer, you know, one thing and someone gives them something else and they have a fit. So, and she sure did have a fit. She even said in an article, hey, fans, thank you for supporting me and thank you for agreeing with me on how much she butchered my haircut. I was like, wow. Like, her fans had agreed, yeah, we don't like your haircut either. And she's saying, yeah, no, yeah, she's rooting them on. So, but thank you so much for joining us. You've been great. You've been listening to the Terrence Rogers Show on Voice America Kids. And I just want to say, any questions, comments, anything, I'm down. I'm eager to hear what you have to say. Send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com. And we can chop it up and discuss. I'll discuss in the show what you thought, even read your email. So I'm really eager to hear. So you've been so great. Terrence Rogers Show on Voice America Kids. Have a good one.
Thanks again for listening to The Terrence Rogers Show. Make sure you join Terrence Rogers every week on the Voice America Kids channel.
Of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.